This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I begin a series of studies with you entitled Proof of Pardon. How can one really know whether he has been pardoned by Almighty God? I begin our reading today from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now this passage makes clear that in this last age, in the age of the New Testament, God has spoken to man by his Son. We would conclude from that if a man is to be saved, he will be saved only by obedience to the instructions of that Son. Now let us read the words of Jesus as recorded in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 21 and reading through verse 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now here is plain Bible proof of the fact that it's altogether possible, in fact the Lord says it will occur, that people who have spent their lives on this earth crying out on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and being involved in a great many religious activities will not be saved. And he makes clear the basic reason why that is true is because they have not done his will. You know, there are many questions which are important. But no question can compare in importance with the question, have I truly received remission of sins? Have I really been pardoned by the eternal God? And yet, how can one know whether he has received pardon or not? No question can be correctly answered unless the proper standard is used. For instance, if you were in a discussion with someone about the width of your house, and he said, your house is 35 feet wide. And you say, no, it's 36 feet wide. How could you settle it? You could not really settle the question unless you agreed upon a standard. No doubt you would obtain a steel tape measure and actually put the house to the test to see what the actual or real width of it is. How would you determine the temperature of a person? Let us suppose that you and your companion in life have a child. The child becomes ill. You say the child has a high fever. The other says, no, I believe his temperature is normal. One of them puts his hand on his forehead and the other takes out a thermometer. You could not possibly know, you could not possibly agree as to the state of the temperature of the child unless you first agreed as to the standard by which that temperature would be measured. We can attend football, basketball, baseball games, and so forth, and recognize that a great deal of order is going on because the people involved have agreed as to the standard. The players on both teams have agreed. The officials have agreed. Let us imagine a football game, however, in which the players have not agreed to abide by the same rule book, or in which the players may have agreed, but the referee and the umpire and the head linesman and so forth have not agreed. Every one of us recognizes that it would simply be chaos. You cannot have a real football game, not one in the true meaning of the word, unless you have agreed upon a standard of authority. In the same way, if you go into a butcher shop and agree to buy 3 pounds of meat, if the butcher just reaches in and grabs some and then throws it out to you and says, okay, there's 3 pounds, you would demand that he weigh it upon the standard measuring device. So it is, my friends, that we must use the Bible, the Word of God, which is able to furnish us completely unto every good work, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And please do be with us next time as we'll continue our study of this very important topic, proof of pardon.